Right now, we've got our special guest in the studio, Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek. Good morning,
sir. Good to be in the house, y'all.
It's great to have you in the house. Thanks for coming by and saying hello to us at Valor that we held at the World Equestrian Center. Is that a fancy pants room or what?
Oh, my God, bro. You know, listen, no one does it better than the sky. When y'all put on an event, it's packed out, sold out. Standing room only, you know, because listen, who doesn't want to get to see Bob and Greg and the sheriffs and, I mean, the firefighters? You guys are awesome. And listen, giving awards to those heroes means so much. You could see their family, their friends, all proud to call them, you know, heroes, community members. These guys go out and grind every single day. And I love the fact, I mean, honestly, you know, not blowing smoke or anything. I love the fact that you guys take the time to honor these men and women that serve our communities in tremendous ways.
And I thought we reached a really good balance being the 10th year where, you know, there's energy. There was a lot of energy in the room. So it's not as... It was a little stiff when we first started it.
Yeah.
And through the years, it's kind of loosened up, and it's gotten better and better. And the participation from all the area sheriffs, man, everybody was there.
You build those relationships, and you know, you got old Billy Woods mixing it up in the crowd,
and Bobby Schultz and all that.
You know, so we got some great sheriffs and you know, fire chiefs, and the police chief was there, Mike Balkin. You know, great folks, and I'm just so proud that you guys held it this year in Marion County. And of course, you know, the World Equestrian Center, all due respect, you just can't beat that place.
No, you can't get a room like that anywhere within 100 miles.
It's pretty exceptional.
No, I believe we're working on making sure that that's the place next year, and they said no problem, we'll give you more space. You need more tables, more space.
Awesome.
You got it. So
absolutely,
it's only going to grow and get better from there. But hey, and we know you're about honoring the local heroes as well. You've been great with public safety. I know you got the firefighters raises and stuff that were overdue and took care of that. What else is going on? Tell me about a wildlife and protecting that and how that benefits people in Marion County.
You know, we have so many different things going on in Marion County right now. One of the biggest things that we got to celebrate, though, this last week on Tuesday was Purple Heart Day. You know, we have all the Purple Heart recipients that we can get come into the community. We had 7 new participants. And, you know, it's awesome to see these families and the stories of these men that were there and talk about, you know, the fact that there's nearly 2 million Purple Hearts in America, right?
Wow.
And so many of them. 7 new local Purple Heart recipients that we were able to give the proclamation to. They've already been Purple Hearts, but you know, now they live in Marion County. And so these are our neighbors and our friends, and we were able to honor these combat veteran war heroes. And it was just really an honor, Bob.
And a lot of these, you know, some of them are, you know, seniors in the community, but all the veterans are very important, and you treat them in that way, and you should. Then you got this whole younger group that's up and coming, and education is critically important.
Sure.
And some of them aren't prepared for school, you know, learning to read, and that's important. But also, you can't show up empty-handed, and you help out with the school supplies, the community comes together.
You know, I thought it was really cool. So we've been doing this for many years now, but I don't know if you guys remember, but you know, that first day of school, elementary school, middle school, it's a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of all of this kind of stuff. And you know, we have a, you know, handful, significant amount of kids out of the 43,000 kids that are going to go to school here in a couple weeks, right? There's a couple thousand of them that don't have the means to really start off that first day well. So we partner with the school district every year for the bus brigade to fill up the school supplies, get brand new backpacks for these kids, make sure they have all the supplies so they walk in, brand new backpack, brand new stuff. The ROC program supplements a few other things, making sure kids have other necessities all the way throughout the year. But this is the way Marion County can participate. And the cool thing is, our firefighters won this year, took home the award.
Really?
We did about 15,000 items from the Board of County Commissioners and the constitutional officers, and 7,000 of those items came from our fire department.
Wow.
And so almost half of them, it's an incredible opportunity. Plus, on top of that, from our business partners, we raised another $3,600 in cash to give to those folks, you know, to buy some other things if it wasn't in the package that we did.
Well, yeah,
so we loaded up a bus. We had a great time. We gave kids that first day impression. And God willing, you know, they'll know that they matter, right? I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and showing up that day saying, I belong here,
yep.
It puts them in the right frame of mind, the right attitude to be learning and knowing that they deserve a spot there and they're going to take advantage of it. I love it.
Listen, it's a win-win. I went to school a couple times. You know, my dad was an entrepreneur all of our lives, right? And I went to school a couple times on the broke portion of life. You know, my dad had done something, you know, gone out there, tried a business. That business failed. He tried another one. That one was really successful and back and forth. And he had a couple times like that. And so growing up, twice in middle school, you know what I mean? We didn't have any money. We didn't have enough money for iced tea.
The business gone and so is the revenue.
And I remember, you know, I think it was my sixth or seventh grade year, that first day, that first couple days determined the rest of the year. You got your nickname, you got your whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
Whatever it is. And it can ruin an entire year. I have one of those. And so that's why I'm passionate about trying to make sure that these kids really do have a great first day, especially, you know, when you find that struggle in the moment. Now, next year you might not be struggling, but this year if you are, we're trying to get you a backpack, trying to get you something new, trying to help you start off that day. Not as a joke, right?
Right.
And you know, kids are cruel. I mean, they don't even mean to be. But sometimes they say things they don't even mean, and they don't know, and then it sticks.
Oh, well, I remember if you had the off-brand tennis shoes, you're wearing Bobos.
Bobos. Yeah, right.
You don't want to be the Bobo kid.
Yeah, if you didn't have them Jordans on or those Reebok pumps or whatever it was back in the day. Remember those Reebok pumps? What a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. You know. It took a second. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
The Converse, old school, right?
How do we transition now into Bears?
I don't know, but we'll just talk about it.
You've got another FWC grant.
Yeah, so another great opportunity is, you know, people think about Bears. They probably think about seeing them while they're hiking or enjoying.
Hey,
but,
boo-boo.
You know. Listen, Marion County's got a lot of Bears. You know, why they did the FWC hunts and some of those things is try to manage some of that so that we're not having so many accidents. What people don't realize is that off of 19 in the Ocala National Forest, it's kind of a drop-off area, if you will, right? That's where FWC will return bears.
Okay.
If there's a bear, you know, kind of getting too far into Orlando or Summerfield or Sanford or something,
right.
They're going to bring them all the way back up to Ocala, you know, where they have more room to roam. Well, then those start to pressure neighborhoods, Salt Springs, other places, you know. And so this is a great example of working with residents to stay safe. You know, the great thing about the FWC, too, they also provide for those areas that are right around the Ocala National Forest, bear-proof cans and a grant. Garbage cans.
Yeah.
That's a huge benefit.
Yeah, because
there's
otherwise
so many things.
They'll use that as a food source every time if they can.
Absolutely. So we got the $25,000 bear grant, and that's the container program. So we got $25,000 worth of new trash cans. So if you're having that problem, you know, call our solid waste department, get on the grant. We'll get you out a can and a garbage can and make sure that, you know, it's bear safe and that, you know, you're participating in part of the bear economy out there.
It's great when the community gets together, especially sometimes in smaller groups. They can get a lot done, and I know that you're all for that. There's an upcoming meeting, what they're calling the Southwest 27th Avenue Community Meeting. What is the reasoning behind that?
Yeah, it's an opportunity to make sure that people know about the improvements on Southwest 27th Avenue and Southwest 66th Street. So if you're in that local area, you should have gotten a notification. These meetings are all about coming together and bringing the meeting to you, right? You don't have to come downtown. You don't have to go somewhere else. It's about bringing those meetings to the community, telling you exactly what the road closures and opportunities and construction time and all that kind of stuff's going to be like. And it's Thursday, August 13th, 5 to 7 p.m. at Trinity Catholic High School.
All right. So, this is what we hear. Hey, we need more roads. Hey, we need more roads. Right. And then as soon as you start building, we go, hey, there's daggone construction everywhere.
Yeah, everybody needs new roads till there's construction. And then they don't need any, you know. It was interesting. You know, we've been Bob, I don't know if we've been talking about the taking down or the bridge hitting on 66th Street for 2-3 years now, right?
Yep.
They're taking it down and everybody's complaining, right? You know, because, hey, I can't get through. Well, yeah. When they take down the bridge, you're not going to be able to use it.
Sometimes you got to take one step backward to get two forward.
But we're going to have a great bridge, double the capacity in the future, and it's going to be something truly incredible. Now the hard part is that because we've improved all the roads on the other side, I hope the city of Ocala will, because that intersection we were talking about right here next to Trinity Catholic High School is going to become a problem in the future, you know. So be forewarned. And listen, will you do me a favor, y'all? Okay, I love you. I'm prefacing this with I love y'all. But before you buy a house, will you please look at where you have to go? And I will just give you a word of advice. If you have to cross one of the five accesses on 75 between where you work and where you go home, please take another analysis and look at that, right? Because just set up, make sure that you're okay with packing a snack and having, and, you know, and putting on the radio and just jamming out to some tunes, because you are going to experience traffic and some delays. So before you buy that house, make sure you look, make sure you understand, make sure you know what your commute looks like, not just the school zones. Thank y'all. That's just a word of advice.
Preach
from
it,
your commissioner.
Brother. Carl Zalek, Mary County Commissioner, always, always a good time. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the valuable information.
Oh, man, Bob, it's always great to get. And thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know I talked to some of our sheriff's guys and fire guys, how much it meant that you guys honored them. It was a big deal coming from you and Greg. Thank you.